With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former President Trump says if he's reelected, he'll make America great again.
We're not a great country right now. We're left at all over the world. We owe $35 trillion. The whole thing is crazy. We are nuts.
The former president told the Salem radio network Sebastian Gorka, under his leadership, the U.S. will once again have a strong southern border and that the U.S. military will never go woke. A divided Supreme Court has lifted a stay on a Texas law that gives police broad powers to arrest migrants suspected of crossing the border illegally. While a legal battle over immigration authority does play out, Texas arguing it has the right to take action over what Governor Greg Abbott has described as an invasion of migrants on the border. Opponents have called the law, known as Senate Bill 4, the most dramatic attempt by a state to police immigration since an Arizona law more than a decade ago, portions of which were struck down by the Supreme Court. Also at SRNnews.com, at a news conference, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the international community must not allow Ukraine to fall.
Today, Ukraine's survival is in danger, and America's security is at risk. And they don't have a day to waste, and we don't have a day to spare either. So I leave here today fully determined to keep U.S. security assistance and ammunition flowing. And that's a matter of survival and sovereignty for Ukraine, and it's a matter of honor and security for America.
Austin addressing more than 50 leaders from Europe and around the world at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. The Dow is ahead 266 points, the NASDAQ adding 40. This is SRN News. America's pastors are feeling a bit better these days.
A new poll released by the Barna Group finds that the spirits of clergymen are rising after crashing in the aftermath of the pandemic. 51% of Protestant pastors now say they feel more confident of their calling than when they first entered the ministry. That's up from 35% 2 years ago. 59% now say they feel very satisfied being a clergyman, compared to 52% who said so back in 2022. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgarians lined the streets of Sofia over the weekend to bid farewell to the late Orthodox Patriarch Neophyte. The spiritual leader of Bulgaria's Orthodox Christians died last week at the age of 78 after a long illness. Neophyte, who became Patriarch in 2013, was the first elected head of the Bulgarian Church after the fall of communism in 1989. This is SRN News. The EPA has totally banned asbestos.
The Environmental Protection Agency has announced a comprehensive ban on asbestos, which is a deadly carcinogen still used in some chlorine bleach, brake pads, and other products. The decision marks a major expansion of EPA regulation under a landmark 2016 law that overhauled regulations governing tens of thousands of toxic chemicals in everyday products. The new rule would ban chrysotile asbestos, the only ongoing use of asbestos in the country. Exposure of asbestos is linked to 40,000 U.S. deaths each year. I'm Shelley Adler.
Wisconsin police searching for a 3-year-old boy who vanished last month say they've confirmed that a blanket found during their ongoing search belongs to that missing youngster. Two Rivers police continue to search for Elijah View. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.